I'd like to bring more voices into the conversation now. All people who are very closely watching this vaccine rollout in Illinois. We're joined by Courtney Hederman, Associate State Director of AARP Illinois, a nonprofit interest group for people over the age of 50. Courtney is leading their vaccine outreach. Courtney, welcome to the 21st.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. What a great conversation already.
I'd also like to welcome Garth Reynolds. He's Executive Director of the Illinois Pharmacists Association. Garth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
And Lisa Gonzalez is also with us. She's Public Health Administrator for DeKalb County.
Good morning.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show. Good morning. And listeners, we want to take your questions on the vaccine at 800-222-9455. Now, if specifically you have questions about distribution, trying to get the vaccine, you can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Courtney, I'm going to begin with you. Senior citizens are in the group of people currently eligible to sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine, those 65 and older. What are you hearing from them or caregivers or relatives about this process and how it's going?
Yeah, thank you so much. People are very upset. They're confused. They have a lot of questions, and I don't think they have a lot of answers. And I really just want to say, I really appreciated Dr. Zike's message. She's been at maximum capacity since COVID started. So I do appreciate her and the governor and any other policymakers that's involved in doing all this. But I will say we have challenges. And I think one of these, and she kind of alluded to it, but I'm just going to call it out, is that we have to manage expectations. And, you know, they weren't ready. They weren't ready for 1B. They haven't even finished 1A. So, you know, we really have to look at where those hotspots are. And they are in long-term care facilities. We're hearing from people. They did not get their shot yet. They are the most vulnerable. They're the people that have had the most deaths and yet can't get the vaccine within a nursing home or a long-term care facility. And then now it's offered to those in community. They don't know how to sign up. There isn't enough vaccine. They don't know where to get it. And they really don't know how it will affect them when they get it. So I do think that's another issue as it relates to people who might even be a little nervous about getting it. Maybe they have a chronic condition. Maybe they just had their cortisone shot. How will this vaccine affect them? All of those questions and concerns is what we're hearing from not only AARP members across the state, but certainly no doubt those that are over 65.
We asked our listeners in our Text the 21st group if they've gotten the vaccine and how they feel about the rollout so far. Sal in Champaign wrote in to say, I am 67 and got my first vaccination about 2 weeks ago. I expect there will be glitches with the rollout, but I expect it will get better as we iron out the wrinkles in the process. I think the problem right now is supply. When supply is better, more people will get vaccines. Casting blame about problems with the rollout is not productive. And then Sal concludes in all caps, supply, supply, supply. Garth, I want to bring you into the conversation. What are Illinois pharmacists' roles right now when it comes to distributing the COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, first, I want to say thank you to all pharmacists and technicians and students throughout the state. We've been on the front lines of COVID since the very beginning, along with other healthcare providers. And I can't be more proud of my profession and what we've been able to do in our role here, stepping up for the COVID vaccine. And I do have to disagree slightly with Sal. One thing I will agree, it is supply. We need more supply. But we also could be doing a better job with getting more of our long-term care population vaccinated by utilizing a majority of the pharmacy network that's available throughout the state. We have pharmacists throughout the state, hundreds of pharmacists that are basically on standby that could be accelerating these rollout efforts currently.
And this is because CVS and Walgreens have these federal contracts. I imagine you're referring to the many independent and smaller chain pharmacies that are out there. Lisa, we need to take a break shortly. Let me just briefly, before we do that, bring you into the conversation here and mention your public health administrator in DeKalb County. What percentage of the population are you hoping to get vaccinated there? How's it going?
I mean, I would echo Dr. Ezeki's goal or the IDPH goal that our goal is to be able to provide vaccine to everybody who wants to be vaccinated. We're working hard as soon as we get vaccine to give vaccine out very quickly and trying to stay with the phases that are outlined by the Department of Public Health. There definitely are challenges, mostly with that vaccine availability. And so we, as many have said, we hope that as a vaccine becomes more widely available, we will be able to move forward and vaccinate more of the priority groups.
Okay. We need to take a break here. We are starting to get calls. Callers, stay on the line, please. We're going to return in about 2 minutes. We are talking about the COVID-19 vaccine and the rollout with DeKalb County Public Health Administrator Lisa Gonzalez, Garth Reynolds, Executive Director of the Illinois Pharmacists Association, and Courtney Hederman, who is an executive with AARP Illinois, leading vaccine outreach there. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st. Stay with us. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine and specifically about the rollout, access to it. A lot of people have been saying they're having a hard time. I used the analogy earlier. It's like teenagers trying to get concert tickets with people having multiple browser windows open, schedules, alarm clocks in the middle of the night to go and check websites, people enlisting relatives, especially if they're not able to navigate some of the complicated websites that are out there to try and get appointments. We're talking about this with Courtney Hederman, who's Associate State Director for AARP Illinois and leads COVID-19 vaccine outreach there. Also, Garth Reynolds, Executive Director of the Illinois Pharmacists Association, and Lisa Gonzalez, who's Public Health Administrator in DeKalb County. We are also taking your calls on the rollout at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And I want to begin on the phone lines now. On line four, Harry is on the line from Normal. Harry, thanks for calling in. Or, Harry, are you with us? Okay, I think we lost Harry there. Garth, let me ask you about something you were talking about earlier. You mentioned pharmacy technicians ready to help if only the state would involve them. I think you told the Tribune there were 12,000 pharmacists and 36,000 technicians in Illinois. And this was specifically about assisted living sites, which, unlike long-term care facilities, a lot of them are still waiting to even get those first doses to residents. Can you talk a little bit more about how pharmacists might be of assistance here and why you think they're not being called on?
Well, there's definitely an issue with getting the rollout to long-term care facilities. If you look at the state's website, only less than 32% of their allocated doses have even been administered. And also, many of these long-term care facilities are in rural parts of our state, which unfortunately, CVS and Walgreens don't have physical locations for. But we do have many independent, smaller chain and regional chain pharmacies that are there, in addition to the long-term care pharmacies that normally operate within these facilities and treat these patients on a daily and weekly basis. Most pharmacists, I would say in the state of Illinois, over 85% of pharmacists are trained to be able to be immunizers. And we're just now starting to bring on, after legislative changes early last year, and with the new federal expansions, bringing on more technicians to be able to help administer vaccines. So we do have a waiting army of people to be able to assist the citizens of Illinois with not only completing phase 1A, but being able to help administer some of the barriers that we're seeing already with phase 1B rollout.
And I think I'm getting a message from our producers that Harry is now back online too. Harry and Normal, thanks for calling in. Go ahead with your question.
Sure. The state of Illinois decided to ignore the CDC's recommendations to begin with people 75 and older, and instead to drop it to 65 and older, with some excuse having to do with ethnicity. problem. The problem there is that the people dying of this disease are older people, that is, people 70 and up, not 66, but 76.
So you think that by expanding the eligibility, they made the pool too large to try and get vaccines at this point. Is that what I'm hearing you saying?
Not just too large, but they also focused on the wrong groups.
Focused on the wrong groups.
The people dying of this disease are people older than 65. I mean...
Sure. All right, Harry, thank you. Thank you for the call. Courtney, I wonder if you want to weigh in on that. What do you think of the state's decision to expand the age down to 65 for eligibility in phase 1B?
I actually agree with Harry on this one. I do think that, the groups that were put into 1A and then 1B and making that a larger pool has put us at a disadvantage. I do think I think the intent was, okay, let's, you know, they think of older adult, they think of somebody 65 and older. So I don't disagree that of their thought process. I just think when the rubber hits the road or the rubber has hit the road, they hadn't even finished 1A before then they opened it up to 1B. And 1B, then moving that into a larger pool, again, it's like managing expectations. I thought Dr. Zike did a great job, but it was more than evident to me that there's more people in now 1B than they would ever have remotely enough of a supply for. So it really, by dropping it down, it did open it up that floodgate, and it was probably the wrong move.
And Lisa Gonzalez, I wonder if you have a perspective on that, the decision to move eligibility down the age ladder, so to speak.
The comment that I would make is that we recognize phase 1B is extremely large. So outside of those who are 65 and older, all of the other essential workforce that are included in there makes it really challenging, especially given the current weekly allocation that's being given out. I think that as far as logistics goes, being able to look at that 65 versus 75, you know, we had started the first week that we began to give to the 75, 65 and older, we worked with that 75 and older population the first 2 weeks to try to focus on those groups. But with the number of vaccine we've been given, it has been a huge challenge. And if you look at just those who are registering, the group is very, very large. I'm still hopeful that as we move forward, the vaccine supply will become much, much better, which will allow us to open up larger clinics and expand the partners that we have in the community in an effort to be able to reach the entire group of 65 and older.
Yeah, it's interesting. I noticed Sangamon County, for example, which is where Springfield is located, was limiting, sort of adding their own restrictions, even though it was supposed to be 1B. They were saying 85 and older is where they were going to start in that county. So it seems like different places are doing different things. You mentioned focusing on those 75 and older. Lisa, let me ask you, what is the process for signing up for a vaccine in DeKalb County? And how does that work?
Right. So I think another challenge just for communication as it relates to communication is that every county looks different as far as that sign up process. In DeKalb County, we have what we call a vaccine notification website off of our main health department website, where individuals and organizations can register to be notified once vaccine is available for their specific priority group. So they go on and they put their information in, some demographic information, as well as in which group they believe they fall. And then we use that data to be able to send out information on vaccine opportunities. So that's one way. Ours is primarily web-based. It's primarily off of our website. We know, though, especially with the 65 and older population, some of those folks, they don't necessarily have computer access, or maybe they have a computer but not sound internet access. And so we do allow people to call us as well. They can provide a phone number to us, and then we would reach back out to them by phone and assist them with scheduling an appointment for an open vaccine clinic.
Courtney, I wonder, you know, that there, as we've been talking about, there have been reports about how challenging it is for people to sign up. The Chicago Sun-Times described it as the Hunger Games. People different going on different pharmacy websites, as we just heard Lisa say, different counties have different systems. I mean, there's 102 counties. I know some of them have combined health departments, but, you know, there are probably 100 different ways to try and sign up for the vaccine out there. What are your tips for, especially for senior citizens who maybe don't have that tech savvy to have the multiple browser windows? I read about one man who created a Walgreens bot on Twitter to help let him know when slots were open. What do you say to people who don't have that skill set?
Yeah, I mean, think about that, though. I mean, how it is, it's like Hunger Games out there trying to get an appointment. And I understand the process of, you know, using web-based and then a phone number. People, and I can relate to this, I was trying to sign my own parent up over the weekend, and not through DeKalb County, but through Cook County. And I will tell you, I had the exact scenario. I had four devices that I was trying to utilize. It took me 2 hours to navigate, essentially. And I'm a pretty tech savvy person, so it was difficult for me. So here is my tips. Unfortunately, until there is a better sign up, and I don't know if there's a better sign up, but I think we still have to iron out the kinks that it's only web-based and a telephone number that people cannot, you know, get through to talk to someone. And certainly, you know, they don't have internet access. They don't know how to use it and they keep freezing. I mean, I had to use multiple devices myself. I do think there's an element of, this is where we need a lot of help from family members, caregivers, other organizations out in the community to help older adults get connected and get an appointment. That's such a patchwork approach right now, but until we have something more of a sound way to sign up. And again, I keep saying this, but managing expectations, like we have to wait. There's just not enough, but there is an element of like, people really do need some handholding and having somebody else help sign them up. And that sounds so not great advice, but until we have more, I'm not sure what else to do, to be honest. I think that's all we have right now. You have to ask for help and have a family member, friend, neighbor, again, a caregiver, get you help and be able to kind of work the system and use multiple devices to sign up, unfortunately.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine with Courtney Hederman, who's Associate State Director for AARP Illinois. Lisa Gonzalez is a public health administrator in DeKalb County. And Garth Reynolds, who's Executive Director of the Illinois Pharmacists Association. A few more texts we got in from listeners. Sarah in Urbana says, I'm still frustrated that although I am a 1B essential employee, there is no vaccine for me yet. And group 1A is also not complete yet. This is due to the national supply shortage. I'm going to be patient and keep up the mitigations. I now wear two masks and one face shield to work every day. That's my new normal now through March 2022, when hopefully the entire public has been vaccinated. Also, Becky from Champaign wrote in to say, I'm a 31-year-old woman with no underlying health conditions who works in finance. Though we are deemed essential for working, not for the vaccine. I hope our county continues with speedy execution of vaccines, that everyone who is eligible gets in line, because my age group is eagerly waiting. And then finally, Sherry from Bloomington wrote in to say, I'm in group 1B, but have not been able to secure an appointment for a vaccine. I definitely want the vaccine and will continue to try to get an appointment. I hesitate to criticize my local and state officials for this because the Trump administration did not have a federal plan to mitigate the virus or distribute the vaccine. State and local officials are doing the best they can. That was Sherry in Bloomington. Thanks to everyone who wrote in our text messaging group. Garth, I want to ask about smaller pharmacies, right? Do they have a role here in, I mean, are people signing up for the vaccine? Is it even an option for them yet? And what are the challenges there when it comes to just getting people signed up for appointments from the pharmacy's perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. Pharmacies, and especially independent pharmacies, many of them signed up through the Federal Retail Pharmacy Partnership, which was the secondary strategy level from the federal federal level after the long-term care Walgreens CVS partnership. But the problem is with in many states, including Illinois, not all partners of the Federal Retail Pharmacy Partnership have been activated, including hundreds of independent pharmacies who could start to at least be preparing for the doses to come. And that's where we need to be shifting the state from a reaction status to a ready status, especially when we start looking at the vaccines, because we've worked really hard with the Illinois Pharmacists Association, with both county and the county health departments in the state, in development of a statewide countermeasures development program with roles and responsibilities in this exact situation. And it's not being fully utilized, so that we're getting the state to a ready status. So when we get increased supply, we can move it into DeKalb and get it to Lehan's Pharmacy as quickly as we can. And we're just not, we're not ready there yet because of some of these unnecessary barriers that we're seeing. And I think sometimes it's more of we're trying to worry about the forest fire in front of us instead of looking at the larger wall of flames that are coming at us. And we really need to be looking at a more statewide approach and connecting all of the counties into a strategic plan and how to roll this out, and working with all pharmacies, all healthcare providers, including dentists, and basically anyone who can help be a vaccinator at this point. We're all part of the immunization neighborhood, and we're here to help. We're waiting. We just need to be told we're ready to go.
Just a minute or so left in our conversation. Lisa, I wonder if anything is on the horizon like that. Have you heard talk of trying to unify the counties and other providers into sort of a one big vaccine network?
Right. So over the next few months, hopefully sooner, we do anticipate that community members will be able to continue to get vaccine through the health department's mass vaccination clinics. But they'll also likely be able to get access to vaccine through their healthcare provider, retail pharmacies probably sooner than later, and other locations in the community. I think it really still, going back to that vaccine supply, we hope that as vaccine supply increases, there'll be more information available so that people have more choice as to where they're getting vaccinated, and it would just improve access throughout the entire community.
Well, if there's one message I'm going to take away from this conversation, it is patience. I think we are waiting on supply, and patience is the watchword. Lisa Gonzalez is Public Health Administrator for DeKalb County. We've also been speaking with Garth Reynolds, Executive Director of the Illinois Pharmacists Association, and Courtney Hederman, who is Associate State Director of AARP Illinois, is also leading vaccine outreach there. Courtney, Garth, Lisa, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Coming up after a short break, we're going to be starting our observation of Black History Month. We'll be talking with poet Tahimba Jess. He has an upcoming residency at the University of Illinois. Poetry generally is having a moment right now. That conversation is ahead. After a short break, you're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.